Kia ora, I'm Max from Flowerstream.
Kia ora, I'm Huiming from Huaxi Flowerstream. I'm here to talk about our EP called Flowerstream.
You've been playing live shows for years now, but this is the debut release from Flowerstream. Let's start with your musical background and how you ended up working together.
The first instrument I learned was guzheng. I learned it when I was about 11. It was when I was in China. I only learned like classical Chinese songs.
I like started out producing with like Fruity Loops and like and I started playing instruments so I could add it to songs. I have like a solo music project and I performed a bunch with that and with a band. And then I had Stay Foolish, which was kind of the resident grow room live hip hop group. I've done a bunch of other stuff, but when I met Huiming, kind of just started focusing on that.
We met 6 years ago through Tinder. We started dating and we were both into music, and Max had a little home studio and we just started jamming in the studio, and we had an idea of starting a band together.
Yeah, so in the early days, we weren't really set on the instruments we were playing, so we just kind of took turns playing drums and bass and just kind of recording little things and just experimenting a lot. And then we got offered to play at Vesi, which was like a festival put on by the Chronophonium people. And after they offered it to us, then we went out and bought a guzheng. And we only started using guzheng because we got offered to play at a festival, and then we spent like a month trying to work out how to do guzheng and drums.
People record guzheng, they usually just mic it up. They don't use pickups, and they don't usually pair with drums as well. So that's what made it really challenging. So we can't learn from anyone really.
Yeah, the two closest things that we can find, which are the things that I first showed Huiming to convince her that having guzheng in the band would be really cool, is Dorothy Ashby and Alice Coltrane, who are both just insanely amazing, and the music they make is amazing.
Talk to me about the tracks now, starting with Kaishi.
That song, we were like, we need an intro, so we just improvised guzheng and drums a bunch of times, and then we picked the one that sounded the coolest to us. We definitely wanted to put the kind of more improvised guzheng and drum stuff there. We decided to do that as an intro, and then that whole song is 100% improvised. You get a really good feel for the sound that we have live with that song.
Yeah, also when we perform live, we usually start with the guzheng and drums improvisation. So in the album, we kind of try to replicate our live vibes.
this was the first like full song that Fleming wrote. The chord progression and like everything is based on what she wrote.
I wrote the song by myself on acoustic guitar, and I just wrote it before going to sleep, really quiet and chill, kind of whispering to myself at night. Lockdown, we kind of started making an Instagram series of us jamming in our home studio. Instant Zen is from one of the clips. It's interesting to incorporate a really old traditional instrument with such a modern beat. So it's a really fun one.
song starts with the first bass line that Hui Ming ever wrote. So that was the basis for writing the song at the start, is we had this really cool bass line, and then we tried to make something like really kind of vibey around that. Christmas, my dad gave us a kalimba, and earlier this year, Hui Ming went to China to visit her family, and I just wanted to record something with the kalimba. I kind of was messing around, so the lyrics are, "This is such a short song, it's already over," and then I just made a kalimba thing to match it, and then I just recorded the whole song before she got back. And then Hui Ming just added some vocals, which like really filled it out.
Thank you.
it's the last song, but it's actually the first song we've ever recorded.
The original song was recorded just in one night in this little bedroom studio. It was the first song that Huiming sung vocals on, and my flatmates were home, so we kind of had the microphones like right close to our lips, and we were like whispering as quiet as possible to hear it, and we had both had headphones on so we could hear each other. All of the riffs and stuff were like us taking turns playing bass and drums. And then the end section is just like a totally improvised jam with Huiming playing drums and me playing guitar. For that album, we re-recorded almost everything. The end section is still the original jam. So like the whole album finishes with one of the first jams that we ever had, which I just thought would be really nice.
Used to be called Sea Travels because it's about traveling to Southeast Asia. The lyric says, "I've been flying so far." It sounds like a flying sofa, so that's where the name came from.
Thank you.
谢谢大家. Thank you. I'm Huiming from Huaxi Flower Stream. This is Totally Wired at 95 BFM.